Good morning, everybody. How are y'all doing? Good. That was actually pretty good. I won't even do the I can't hear you. Welcome to Asbury United Methodist Church. We're so happy you're here today. If you are a visitor, if this is your first Sunday, you're just like my buddy Tyler, who's with us today. I'm glad he's going to sing with us. And yeah, there's one Tyler fan. Anyway, thank you so much for being here. We're going to worship together, so please stand with us and worship. Christ is my reward and all of my devotion. No, there's nothing in this world that could ever satisfy. Through every trial, my soul will sing, no turning back. I've been set free. Christ is enough for me. Christ is enough for me. Everything I need is in you. Everything I need. Christ, my all in all, the joy of my salvation. This hope will never fail. Heaven is our home. Through every storm, my soul will sing, Jesus is here. To God be the glory. Christ is enough for me. Christ is enough for me. Everything I need is in you. Everything I need. I have decided. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. The cross before me, the world behind me, no turning back, no turning back. The cross before me, the world behind me, no turning back, no turning back. And Christ is enough for me. Everything I need is in you. Everything I need. You may be seated.
Good morning, Asbury Church members, guests. We're so glad you're here today. You know, this is a great day in the Lord, isn't it? I mean, it is. Praise God. And I see a lot of people back from vacation, and the reason I know they're back is because they're here and they're brown. And I'm just happy to see each and every one of you. And, you know, I believe in starting the worship experience with the good news. And we've got some good news. I want you to welcome your brand new praise and worship leader for Asbury United Methodist Church, Caleb Conrad. We are full staffed. Shocker. Praise the Lord. No, this is wonderful, wonderful. And I know you've already been enjoying Caleb's leadership over the last few weeks. Now, this may seem a little strange. He's just been hired, but he actually starts on August 1st. So when you don't see him the next three Sundays, it's not that he got hired and then left. He's got some other obligations to meet, and so that was directed to the SPRC in the agreement to hire him. So we look forward to wonderful leadership next Sunday by our Asbury Prison Ministry Band in Caleb's absence. Absolutely. And have a couple of other guest leaders, so we're in good hands, and we'll look forward to Caleb's full leadership with us in the month of August. So we've got a lot of things going on, and we are in our sermon series of Songs of Summer, and we're going to look at Summer Breeze today. And what else have we got going on? Please roll the screen. There you go. UMW Summer Circle is going to be again on July the 22nd. So if you would like to be a part of that, they would love to have you. Lunch right after church. Oh, my goodness. Look at the mugs up there. I believe I see Baker Curris and some Crossmen and Conley and Miss Purefoy. So that is the Prison Ministry Band, and they will be, again, leading us next Sunday. So that will be a special treat. I cannot even begin to read that. Do what? Oh, yes. Thank you. Thank you. So sorry. The lay ministry training event is going to be August, I believe, the 11th. And so, thank you, younger eyes. Yeah, rub it in. And so anyway, that's going to be a wonderful event. We have some people in the church that definitely feel called to share their witness. They may not think that they ever want to be a full-fledged preacher, but they want to share their love of the Lord. And this is a wonderful event to kind of learn how to structure that and to share that. So if you care to do that, this is an event that Pastor Doug is basically in charge of. So if you have some questions, want more information, see Doug and he'll help you with that. We do want you to sign the register today, and especially since we have so many visitors, we want to be sure and greet you. And so please, let's stand up and give each other the love of Christ.
Good morning, y'all. How are you? Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Does anybody remember, besides Michael, because he's my son, does anybody remember my name? Miss Diane, that's right. And I am in charge of the youth, which means when for January, it'll be this fall, but when some y'all get a little bit older, you get to come see me on Sunday mornings, Sunday nights, and Wednesday nights, okay? But today, we are going to talk about a butterfly. Is this a butterfly? Yes, yes. So what colors are on this butterfly? Red, white, and blue. So, but is a butterfly always a butterfly? No. What does it start out as? A caterpillar. And so when a caterpillar starts out, it's just on the ground and it minds its own business. And then it changes into something new, right? It goes into, what does it go into?
A chrysalis.
A chrysalis, that's right. And so it goes into the chrysalis to become something new, and then after it becomes a chrysalis, or after it gets out of the chrysalis, is it still a caterpillar? What is it? It's the butterfly. Y'all are so smart. Yes, the chrysalis turns clear. You are correct. Y'all will learn. My kid can tell you anything there is to know about animals. So when Jesus gets a hold of us, are we still the same person? When we start to love Jesus and we recognize that Jesus loves us, are we still the same person that we were before? Or does he do something new to us and he helps us to love other people more, right? And he helps us to see the good in everybody, even your brother and sister when you don't want to see the good in them. He helps us see the good in them, right? And so this week, I want y'all to remember that just like the butterfly makes us a new person or becomes new, Jesus also makes us a new person. And so we need to see Jesus' love in everybody, and we need to show Jesus' love to everybody, okay? All right, I'm going to say a quick prayer for us. God, thank you so much for these children. Thank you for the love that you show and the grace that you give us every day. Help us to remember that we are all new in you and that you show us your love and your grace in everything we do and we are. In your name I pray, amen.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul. I'll worship your holy name. The sun comes up. It's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Love and you're slow to anger. Your name is great and your heart is kind. For all your goodness I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
Come thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy praise. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount, I'm fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming love.
Jesus saw me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He to rescue me from danger interposed his precious blood. How his kindness yet pursues me, mortal tongues can never tell. Clothed in flesh till death shall lose me, I cannot proclaim it well. Oh, to grace, how great a debtor, daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy goodness like a fetter bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, Lord, take and seal it, seal it for thy courts above. And on that day when freed from sinning, I shall see thy lovely face. Clothed in my blood-washed linen, how I'll sing thy sovereign grace. Come, my Lord, no longer tarry, take my ransom souls away. Send thine angels now to carry me to realms of endless day.
Let's pray. God, thank you so much for allowing us to gather here together this morning. It's not like that all over the world. And we thank you for the blessing of being able to gather and worship your name without the fear of harm, without having to do it in secret. And Lord, we know when we come in this place, we open our hearts and we sing to you that you are pleased. Lord, we feel you in this place today, and we hope that your name is lifted above all else. And when Pastor Mary comes up and delivers your message this morning, Lord, that you would be with her, and that those here today will receive that message with an open heart and be able to apply it when they walk out of these doors. We pray all of this in your name. Amen.
This is a part of the service that is so special for all of us. It's special because we pray for one another, and we've become truly the body of Christ, bathed in that prayer. And in your bulletin, you may have seen the names of those that we have listed that need our special prayer, that have requested our special prayers. And so I hope that you will be intentional in keeping them in prayer, not only today, but throughout the week. But unfortunately, I have a change to make in your prayer list. Our dear Herschel Gardner went to be with the Lord this morning. I say it's unfortunate because we're going to miss him. He was a saint, if there ever was one. But he is in the glory of God right now, and I'm so happy for him, and I'm happy for all the saints that joined together in looking after us in thanksgiving and in prayer. So let us go to God in prayer. Most loving Father, we thank you that we can come to you in a time of prayer and know that you hear our prayers. And know that you are thankful that we remember you and we stop what we're doing just to commune with you, just to speak to you, just to listen to you. And to know that we are listening and to know that we are also heard. And God, as we lift these persons to you in prayer, O Lord, and we give you thanksgiving for a beautiful place called heaven and a fabulous thing called resurrection. But we are aware that there are others who suffer, who are in pain, who are depressed, who are sorrowful. And so, Lord, our prayers are with them as well. And we miss our Laura today as she's recuperating from an illness. And we just pray that you will be with her and lift her and strengthen her. And, Father, so many of us carry private prayers. Members of our circle of friends or family who are hurting and need prayer but have asked it to be quiet. But, Lord God, thank you that nothing is unrevealed from you, that you know all and care about all. Help us to not only be intentional in our prayer life, but help us to be intentional in our acts of service, to be the mission of Jesus Christ alive in this world. Help us to have part of that mission to pray for those who are keeping us safe so we can worship here today. Lord, we come before you today, and there's some issues that each and every one of us has that we are dealing with, and you know it, Lord. And so we pray for our strength as we ask for forgiveness of our sin. So God, heal us, heal our minds, our bodies, our hearts. Use us for your purpose, because your purpose is what matters. Your purpose keeps this life worthwhile. So, God, we pray all these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Summertime is such a wonderful time to remember the privilege of giving. We have persons come into the church office almost every week needing assistance, and you are giving them help. We have worldwide missions that we support no matter whether it's winter or summer, spring or fall, and you are making sure we are hands and feet out in this world. So let us pray as we offer God our gifts. Most gracious Lord, it is a joy to give to you. And we thank you for all the bounty that you have blessed us with, that when we give to you, we don't miss it, because you keep supplying and always have and always will. So God, use these gifts for your kingdom now and forevermore. Amen.
How deep the Father's love for us. How vast beyond all measure, that he should give his only son to make a wretch a treasure. How great the pain of searing loss, the Father turns his face away. As wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory. Behold the man upon the cross, my sin upon his shoulders. Ashamed I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers. It was my sin that held him there until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me life. I know that it is finished. I will not boast in anything, no gifts, no power, no wisdom. But I will boast in Jesus Christ, his death and resurrection. Why should I gain from his reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know with all my heart, wounds have paid my ransom.
And the prayer that I delivered to you a little bit ago was supposed to go right here and not there. But you felt really prayed up there for about 5 minutes. So just imagine I delivered it right now. And Pastor Mary may come. And the Lord is with her this morning as she delivers this message. Amen. Right?
This morning, we're going to look at a beautiful gospel of Jesus Christ, the Gospel of John. You've heard this story before. That's okay. Hear it again with God's Holy Spirit in a fresh, new way as we go to John 3, verses 1 through 8. May the people of God be blessed in this hearing and reading of God's word. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him." Jesus answered him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born anew, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born anew. The wind blows where it wills, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know whence it comes or whither it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." The word of God for the people of God. So we continue today in our series, Songs of Summer. You can dance, we're Methodists.
On a Friday night, a little light is shining through the window, lets me know everything's alright.
Sing with us.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
Wow.
One more time, y'all.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
All right. So if you're like me, you have certain songs that you really, really like, and you remember them decades later, and most likely you may have a memory, a strong memory associated with them. Well, I do for this song. I was 16 years old, led a sheltered life, and went on an airplane for the first time to go see my friend Cindy, whom I'd known since first grade. But her father had been transferred with International Paper Company, and they had moved to Houston, Texas. Well, I was so excited to get there, and Cindy had gone to a lot of trouble to make sure my visit was a really special one. And so she picked me up at the airport in what? A 65 baby blue. Oh, yeah. Mustang convertible. And it wasn't long when she said, "Let's go to the beach." So we got ready, went to the beach. Hair is just blowing in the wind. Radio's blaring. I did used to be a teenager. I know what they used to do. We got to the beach, and just as soon as we pulled up on that beach, Summer Breeze was playing on the radio. Oh, isn't it just crazy how we have those memories that last all those years with a certain association of a certain event and a certain song? Nothing feels better on a hot summer day than a breeze blowing. And it doesn't matter if you're taking a walk or you're jogging or bicycling or whatever it is you're doing, it just feels so cooling to you, especially if it's at your back. It kind of helps propel you a little bit in your exercise. But as you look at the Bible, it's so interesting to me to look at the various times when wind specifically is representing the presence and miracles of God. For instance, Genesis 8:1, God remembered Noah and all the beasts and cattle that were with him in the ark, and God caused a wind to pass over the earth, and the water subsided. Again, with Moses, in Exodus 14:21 through 22, the Israelites are about to be led across the Red Sea for the grand exodus, and it is by wind that they do that. Hear these words. Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord swept the sea by a strong east wind all night and turned the sea into dry land, so the waters were divided. The Israelites went through the midst of the sea on dry land, and the waters became as a wall to them on their right and on their left. Now, something to be noted, if you're going north, like towards heaven, the east is always going to be on your right. And we've discovered before, as we've read passages of Scripture, that the right is always the side of honor and blessing. God, how do you use wind? I think, first of all, God authorizes breezes to perform miracles. Now, back when Tony and I were first dating, he had a catamaran sailboat, and if you're not familiar with those, you're not sitting in it, you're sitting on it. It's just a tarp with two pontoons, two runners, no motor, just a huge sail. And that's the way you're going to get around the body of water. And so we were having a great day sailing, and we even had a bucket where you could slip into it and fly the hull. Yes, I used to do that, absolutely. Okay, so we had a great time until, guess what? The wind died down and the sun was beginning to set, and we needed to get to shore. Well, a boat without the water, how are you going to move it? Well, one of you is going to have to dog paddle underneath it while the other one steers. You want to guess who did the dog paddling? Well, finally, a little bit of wind came up right as we were almost ashore, and we got there all right. But, you know, the miracle was that the wind finally got us to shore, but the greater miracle was that I married that man. Yeah. I hadn't dog paddled a boat since either. All right. So God uses the wind and breeze for miracles. But secondly, summer breezes bring new life. I have to think that at some point, that's actually a little too early for that one, hon. Could you get rid of that? Too late? Thank you. Okay, because I don't want them looking at that for 5 minutes. Okay, so anyway, so it brings new life. Now, let's just try to imagine 2,000 years ago, and there's this learned man, and he's probably got all the robes and all that kind of finery and such, and he's going in the dark at night to find Jesus, and he's going at the dark of the night because he's a secret disciple, and he's a secret disciple because he really, really believes in some of this stuff that he's seen and some of this stuff he's heard, but he's part of the Sanhedrin Council, and he really can't be ostracized. He can't compromise his position right now. So he goes to Jesus in secret. He goes, you know, I know there's this life, and I believe there's this life afterwards, and I believe it's eternal life, and I believe it's salvation, but how do you get it? And Jesus said, well, you must be born anew. And we just read, well, you know, I can't go back in my mother's womb and be reborn. What do you mean? And then Jesus says, one must be born anew in the water and the Spirit. And then he does this wonderful, wonderful analogy or illustration like Jesus is always doing. He says it's like the wind. You know, the wind. You don't know from whence it comes or when it's going to leave you. And that's the way it is of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the difference in your life of being a church-going Christian, a Christian, or a Spirit-filled Christian. Many of us for years and years come to church, check, that's a good thing to do, sing the hymns, pray the prayers, do a good work in the name of the church or in the name of Jesus, that's all good. We pray. I mean, it's almost like we've got a checklist, right? I'm a Christian. Something's missing, my friends, if you don't have the Spirit. When you have the Spirit, you're born anew. And it didn't happen for me consistently throughout my life. I can remember happening very vividly on my knees about 16 years of age. I remember happening again when I was about 28. And most every Sunday here in Asbury United Methodist Church, it's been here. Praise God. But I'm telling you, it's something that we don't know when it's going to hit us. Just like that wind, and we don't know how long it's going to stay with us, but we must be keenly aware and seek it in order to have it. It's the difference of our salvation and eternal life. You can't predict it, you can't control it, you can't summon it up. It's not like a genie in a bottle. It's mystical, it's life-producing, it's life-altering. Can't be ignored, and it sure can't be doubted. It must be sought in prayer. Because whenever you're close to Jesus, whether you're in prayer or whether you're just having a moment looking to the heavens, or whether you're having a moment in the smile of a precious angel of a child, I mean, whatever it is, you better believe the Holy Spirit's right there, like, okay, I'm here. Grab me. Use me. Let me lift you up and fill you. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. You know, again, strong associations. What makes us feel like spring and summer are here, then everything's flowering. And yeah, some of you go, yeah, I know the pollen's terrible. I mean, but you know, it's just beautiful. And if you're not so terribly allergic, it's really fragrant and nice. And so I think about spring when I see a magnolia blossom or Cape jasmine or gardenia blossoms. And I grew up with both. I was privileged to grow up with both. There was a massive magnolia tree in our front yard. And in the backyard along the fence, Mom had a garden. And it was just dotted with gardenia and Cape jasmine bushes. So whether I went out the front door or the back door, there was this lovely, wonderful fragrance. So strong is that memory for me, so strong is this song for me, that we've been in this new home for about a year and a half now, and this spring, we just pulled up all the boxwoods in the back and planted them with gardenias, so that when we go out, we're going to always be greeted not only with the beauty of God's creation, but the fragrance of God's goodness within a summer breeze. Now you can pull it up. Okay, the book of Ezekiel, prophecy. Prophecies are kind of hard to read and kind of hard to appreciate. Ezekiel's one of those. He talks about the four wheels and all that. Well, this is another vision the prophet Ezekiel has. The prophecy of the valley of dry, dead bones. Now, can you think of anything more unappealing? Can you think of anything more disgusting? I mean, we don't want to look at that. Exactly. Ezekiel was prophesying to the people that they had become to God through their rampant sin like a valley of dead, disgusting, dry bones, good for nothing. And Ezekiel was saying, oh God, have mercy on us. You know, sin is rampant even in the greatest intentioned Christian. And nobody knows your sin better than you know your sin. And nobody knows my personal sin better than I know it. It haunts us at times. It stabs us at times. It just punches us at times. And so we call to God and just say, I need strength with this. I need help with this. I need your grace showered upon me inside and out with this. Because I don't like myself when I'm doing this sin. I don't like myself when I'm this way or that way. For instance, some of you may have a temper. somebody comes walking along, it's almost like they've got a bullseye on the back of their coat or their shirt. And before you know it, you're blasting them. And they didn't do anything wrong. It's just they happen to be there, and you've had a bad day. And they may have done something a little different you didn't care for. Maybe said a little something. They didn't mean anything by it. But they got it. And as soon as you say it or do this thing, their body language is like, oh, wow. Their face changes. Their demeanor changes. And then it doesn't take long, and you realize you've changed in that sin. Oh, you got the reddest face imaginable. Your eyes are like slits. Your blood pressure's gone up. Your heart's racing so you can hardly keep it in your chest. And those are just the physical aspects of it. Imagine what your heart's doing. Well, sin does have consequences. So Ezekiel has this vision and is calling out to God, praying to God, have mercy and grace upon your people, upon this decaying, broken group of people that have become worthless because of their sin. Hear Ezekiel's words. Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these bones that they may come alive. So I prophesied as God commanded me to do, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood upon their feet, an exceeding great host. The breeze from God had given them new life. And I'm reminded of another older hymn. Breathe on me, breath of God. Fill me with life anew, that I would love what thou dost love and do what thou wouldst do. New life in Christ means that we breathe in God's Spirit, and suddenly you find yourself being able to deal with life's issues in a healthier way. There's not a person in this room that's not dealing with something, maybe several things that are wrenching to you. Maybe you're being vocal about it. Maybe you're carrying it as a quiet burden. And so maybe someone else is also dealing with something very difficult and you don't have a clue. And when we come across those persons that are in need like that, even if it's ourselves, what is needed the most? Wise counsel. Words from God in His Scriptures. A loving presence. Sometimes with no words at all. You're just physically there. And if you can't be physically there, then heaven knows we've got enough technology, you can be there another way. The healing powers and properties of wise counsel and loving presence and grace can't be underestimated. You are the presence of Christ for someone. Don't ever forget that. Finally, a summer breeze is coming from God. Clear out the cobwebs and give us understanding. Did you know you have spirit? Sure. We're believers. We know that we are not just physical bodies. We have spirit as well. We have a soul. Well, did you know this? Your spirit contains the Lord. Now, that's kind of hard to wrap your mind around. What do you mean? I've got God inside of me? I've got the Spirit of God inside of me? Well, yeah, you do. Hear these words from Job as we find them in the 32nd chapter, the 8th verse. It is the Spirit in a man containing the breath of the Almighty that makes us understand. We have a greater capacity to understand. We have a greater portion of wisdom due to the fact that we have the Spirit of the Almighty within us, giving us that wisdom and that knowledge. But again, we've got to be in the Spirit for that to clear our minds. We love things that blow. Windmills, pinwheels, balloons, kites. I mean, we love that. We love the wind and breezes of time as they move things. So why should it be any different for us? Why shouldn't it be that the Spirit is also moving us? The Spirit doesn't come and visit you and say, okay, sit here for a while. The Spirit comes and visits you and empowers you to move out in this world to share that Spirit, to motivate, reflecting God's love and action, to go forth from this church, as they say, and to be the church in the world. Many throughout my ministry have said, you know, I know we talk about this Holy Spirit, and I know we even say something about it in the Creed, the Apostles' Creed, but I'm not so sure about it. I'm not so sure I've ever had an experience with the Holy Spirit. I'm not so sure that I really know what it is and what it would feel like and look like if I had it. I get that. As I witnessed to you earlier, I haven't always consistently had it. I haven't always felt it. I hasn't always been in it. Do you think I'm in it now? I'm in it now. Because I'm telling you, stuff's not on this page. I'm in it every time that the Lord gives me an opportunity to share His love and His grace with His people. What a privilege. So I kind of came up with this litmus test of how you know it's the Holy Spirit. You try it on for size and see if it works for you. It's what I came up with, so it may not be the same as what you believe, what you think. How do I know it's the Spirit and not my motives and not the words or ideas placed by somebody else in my mind or my heart? How do I know it's the Holy Spirit? Well, it's the Holy Spirit if you didn't premeditate it, but it was revealed. And it's the Holy Spirit if it motivated you for good beyond that which you could possibly imagine. And it's the Holy Spirit if it came sudden, unexpected to you, but yet pure and holy. And it's the Holy Spirit if it reflects the nature and purpose of God. And isn't that the goal for everything? Holy Spirit, unexpected, has the property to empower, is pure, is holy, is selfless, not self-focused. And if it's directed toward God's good, Jesus said, you don't know when it's going to come upon you and when it's going to leave. That's why we have to have a daily prayer to be attuned to the Holy Spirit. Wake up every morning and pray to God. If you don't do that, wow, come on, get with the program. Wake up every morning and pray to God. Give God thanks, first of all, that you made it safely through the night. And second of all, like, thank you, Lord, for the breath in my body and the roof over my head and food to eat and a place to go and things to do. And use me, God. And while you're having that prayer, say, and touch me with your Spirit today. And let's do something great. And help me be open to that. Seek it, cherish it. The psalmist said, be still and know that I am God. The Spirit is brushing across your face in delight. The Spirit is brushing with angel wings across your body. It is a moment of presence. The summer breeze of the Spirit is like the brush of those angel wings. Hear what 2 Samuel 22:11 says. The Lord appeared on the wings of the wind. Summer breeze makes me feel fine. But what must I do to inherit eternal life? Was the question of the day, was the question of our faith. Ah. You don't know when it's going to hit you, and you don't know when it's going to leave you, but you got to be born anew in it. Seek it, drench it up, cherish it, treasure it. And instead of leaving here today and shooting the breeze, let's share the breeze. Amen? In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I invite our celebration singers and band to come forward as I offer this prayer. Most loving and grateful God, this Holy Spirit is a mysterious thing. I mean, you gave it to all disciples when you departed for heaven. You left your Holy Spirit and said it will comfort you, it will guide you, it will strengthen you, it will enable you to be a part of miracles. That Holy Spirit said it would be with us to hear our prayers and to intercede for us when we didn't know how to pray. Oh God, that Holy Spirit, we thank you. We thank you for that gift. And now may we call upon that Spirit each and every day for the rest of our earthly walk and beyond, that we will know we are born anew by the water and the Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We'd invite the congregation to stand and sing as we are led in our closing song. And if there are those here today who would like to unite with this church in any of the ways we receive members, I sure hope you think very seriously about doing that. And if there are those that need to come and pray, and I'm sure that there are, this isn't a time to scratch your head and wonder, why is so-and-so praying? Wonder what's going on with them. This is a time to be the body of Christ and to be in fellowship and serious prayer. So if there's anything at all going on in your life, I cannot imagine a greater place to be than in the spiritual body of Christ and praying with one another. So let us be singing our closing song.
The splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, let all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice, and trembles at his voice. Sing it out, how great is our God, how great our God. Sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great, how great is our God. And age to age he stands, and time is in his hands, beginning the Godhead three in one, Father, Spirit, and Son, the Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God, sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great. Worthy of all praise. My heart
voices.
How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God.
Amen.
God is so great. God is so great. And God wants you to go out and be great for Him. So share the breeze of the Holy Spirit today and forevermore. Amen.